Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Welcome to the Kent Online podcast on Tuesday, July the 21st. More job losses have been announced in Kent today as businesses continue to feel the impact of the pandemic. Leeds Castle near Maidstone says it's looking to cut more than 60 positions after the coronavirus crisis left it facing what it's described as a financial black hole. Bosses have started a redundancy consultation with staff across 15 areas of the charity, which runs the visitor attraction. It was closed for 12 weeks during lockdown. Elsewhere, almost 150 full-time jobs are set to be axed at the University of Kent. It's looking to cut costs after the deficit rose to £60 million. The uni says it'll be offering voluntary severance schemes, but won't rule out making compulsory redundancies. Well, I'm joined now by our business editor, Chris Britcher. Chris, I guess these job losses were going to be inevitable.
I think it was. I think there's no getting away from the fact the economy has been hit so hard that although it didn't happen initially, we are now seeing people having to tighten their belts. And unfortunately, that is going to mean job cuts.
I suppose we might have assumed big companies, the likes of, you know, the retail sector, because that has been so badly hit. I wasn't, for one, expecting maybe the visitor and tourist attractions to be hit so hard. It surprised me today that Leeds Castle was saying that they're going to probably look at cutting around 60 jobs.
I think the problem has been that they've lost so much of the key season for them. Summer is obviously where they hope to get the vast majority of their income to keep them going for the year. And without that, they're now having to just cut their cloth accordingly, because obviously during the quieter winter months, they haven't got that financial backbone that they would normally have. So it's hit the tourist industry hard, and I suspect it will continue to see job cuts as we go over the next few months.
None of us obviously like to predict the future, but I'm sure this isn't going to be the end, is it, for companies announcing that they're going to be cutting staff?
No, absolutely not. I would imagine we'll see more cuts, but hopefully, if there's going to be any positive from this, you should see companies, you know, bring their costs back under control. And as things get better and restrictions are lifted, then hopefully they can start to build again and obviously re-employ people.
Kent Online News.
Elsewhere today, a man's been jailed for more than 3 years after shooting a police officer with an air rifle near Gravesend. A court heard it happened when the officer was called to a property in New Ash Green after a row broke out between Adam Woodbridge and an ex. The 48-year-old, who doesn't have a permanent address, admitted charges including possessing an air weapon. We're being urged to have more empathy for young migrants seeking asylum in the UK. A growing number of children have arrived here illegally in recent weeks, with many making the dangerous journey to Kent across the Channel in small boats. The Kent Refugee Action Network says they shouldn't be demonised by local authorities and communities. A man's been treated in hospital for burns and cannabis plants have been found following a house fire in Margate. Emergency crews were called to a property in Palmer Crescent and an investigation is now underway. There are calls from a Kent MP for fast action to be taken against laughing gas. Canterbury's Rosie Duffield says the recreational drug has been linked to at least 36 deaths and there are concerns it's becoming used by more and more young people. She's holding a debate on the issue in the Commons and says people need to be aware of the consequences.
I think it's a really growing problem and so many parents and actually young people have contacted me about it. The problem that we've got is that it's seen as a kind of almost in with those legal highs and people don't realise the serious dangers to health that are attached. And I just want to educate people more. And I think that actually we need to talk about it more in school and society. People have just started to notice that, you know, people my age just started to notice those little silver canisters at the side of the road and not really sort of, they don't really know much behind it or what it's about. So I just really want to make people more aware. In the Substance Abuse Act in 2016, it was made illegal. But I think, again, it's about educating people. It's just seen as something harmless. And thankfully, most people can sort of get away with, you know, a lot of this without having serious side effects. But other people are affected and you don't know until you try it, like many of these things. So if you don't know you've got an underlying condition like epilepsy, for example, if you're quite young and you've never had an episode, this can trigger serious epileptic fits and shocks, heart problems, brain injury, spinal cord damage. I think people have to know, you know, and what their children might be up to as well. I mean, I was speaking to someone who's a very senior scientist who used to work for a drug company, who said that when he worked for a drug company, if a licensed drug had caused 35, 36 deaths, they would withdraw it straight away. So, you know, people like that are calling for serious guidelines and more restrictions on how you buy this drug. Because at the moment you can buy it in corner shops, you know, just as a sort of aid to whipping cream, which people use in coffee shops and even at home. And that doesn't tell anyone the dangers that are involved. I think not only is it really unsightly, but they're littered all over the floor so that children can pick them up. They're not dangerous once they've been used, but you could put that in your mouth if you're a toddler. My dogs tried to eat them on the beach in Whitstable, you know, sniffing around, doesn't know what it is. I've had to take them out of his mouth. But also they can go directly into the sea if they're around Whitstable and the beaches. I mean, imagine that. What damage is that going to do to sea life? And just is never going to be destroyed. It's just sitting at the bottom of the ocean. So I think we have to think about all those problems associated with this, yeah. I think more restrictions need to be put in place, and places like Amazon that just sell these as though they're kind of just catering products have to be really careful, maybe issue warnings, maybe even check ID for people buying it. I don't know exactly how that would look, but we really need to start those conversations. And I think the government are opening to listening to people like me about this, which is great.
Bosses in Canterbury are currently considering making it an offence to possess nitrous oxide canisters on land it owns. Almost 100 people in Kent received an organ transplant last year, according to stats given to Kent Online. Data from NHS Blood and Transplant shows 57 people in the county were an organ donor after passing away. 96, meantime, are still waiting for life-saving surgery, and it's hoped England moving to an opt-out system will continue to increase the number of organs that are available. It's hoped new rules will help make sure people using taxis and apps like Uber in Kent stay safe. Drivers will have to meet new standards introduced by the government, like having a criminal record check every 6 months and being trained to spot signs of abuse or exploitation. A new special free school is expected to open on Sheppey in September 2022. The secondary school will be built in Halfway Road in Minster and provide places for 120 young people with social, emotional and mental health difficulties. Plans for a winery near Ashford producing 400,000 bottles a year have been given the go-ahead. Champagne firm Tattinger are behind the development on 550 acres of land in Chilham, which will also include a visitor centre. It's hoped the first bottles will be released in 2024. Anne-Marie's been chatting to our sister radio station KMFM after releasing new song To Be Young. She's teamed up with Doja Cat for her latest single.
We were in the studio and we were trying to figure out what to write about, and there were three of us in the studio at this time, and we were all figuring out what we were like when we were younger. We were talking about what we were like, and I was really naughty, and everyone was talking about their childhoods, where they grew up, and we just thought, do you know what? We need to write about this. And for me, it was all like, when I was a teenager, I had a lot of issues with people asking me, what do you want to be when you're older? What's your plan? Like, that pressure of needing to know what the rest of my life consisted of in my teenage years really stressed me out. And I just felt like, I wish I just cared less about the future at that moment and just had more fun caring less as a teenager and messing around and being messy and all that stuff. So for me, I just wanted to put it in a song, like, it's okay to not know what you want to do with your life at a teenager. Like, most people still don't know what they want to do with their life at 30 or 40. So yeah, I was just trying to get that point across, really.
It's her third song to be released this year, and if you missed her on the hit list last night, you can listen now at kmfm.co.uk. Another celebrity chef is getting involved in the increasing number of drive-in cinemas happening in Kent this summer. Aldo Zilli will be serving food at the Flicks drive-in at Mapledon Farm in Tunbridge in August. It's after Tom Kerridge announced his drive and dine at Hever Castle. And some sports news today. Football, Gillingham captain Max Amar has left to join League One rivals Bristol Rovers on a free transfer. The Gills were keen to keep the defender but wouldn't offer him a new deal until the start date of the new season was clear. The 28-year-old made 250 appearances for the Gills and says he's ecstatic to be joining his new club. That's it for today, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app to access all KM Group newspapers. Head to iliffmediasubs.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.